Parshas Devarim, Sefer Devarim. We begin the fifth book of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Every book of Torah has a different appellation. Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzirah and Sefer HaYashar and Sefer HaSimanim. Shemos is known as Sefer HaGeulah. Sefer Vayikra is known as Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar is Sefer HaPikudim. And finally, we come to Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim is known as Mishnah Torah, as in the second time, so to speak, the Torah was given. The first four books are in God's words, and Moshe transcribed and transmitted. And the fifth book is unique in that it is the soliloquy of Moshe Rabbeinu on the plains of Arvos Moav before his death. Moshe, who is never allowed to cross the Yarden River, Moshe, who will die on Ivrei Yarden, gives a passionate, powerful, poetic, beautiful soliloquy to the nation before he dies. And how does the whole Sefer Devarim begin? Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke al kol Yisrael, to the entire Israel, be'ever hayarden, across the Yarden River, ba'midbar, ba'arava, mol suf, bein paron, uvein tofa, ve'laban, ve'chatzeros, v'diza havias. Rashi tells us these are all allusions to different sins and places that the B'nai Yisrael sinned. But on the Pashup Shah, we are being told where Moshe delivered this soliloquy. The book of Devarim is so poetically powerful. Just to give you one example, I skipped to Parak Ches, Parshas Ekev. I just want to show you, or read to you, if you will, the beauty of Moshe's language. V'shamarta es mitzvos Hashem Elokecha. You shall guard the mitzvos of Hashem your God. The lachas bedrachav, to go in his ways. V'liyira oso, and to fear him. Ki Hashem Elokecha mevi'acha al eretz tova. Moshe exhorts the people to go in God's ways, to fear God, and he says, because Hashem your God is bringing you to a good land, Eretz Nach Mayim, Ayanos Usehomos Yotim Babika Uvahar, a land full of water, streams of water, springs, underground water, the valleys and the mountains, Eretz Chita Usaora, Vegafin Usaena Verimon, Eretz Zeichemlu Devash. It's a land of the Shivas Haminim, the seven bountiful blessings and fruits of the land of Israel, Eretz Asher Lo Bimiskenus Tocha Bolechem, not from poverty will you eat bread, lo sechzer kobo, you will lack for nothing. Achalta v'savata, you will eat, you will be satiated, you will bless Hashem your God for the good land that he has given you. Moshe Rabbeinu is exhorting us and reminding us and encouraging us as he takes leave of the people. And if you just pay attention to the Lashon and Sefer Devarim, you will see how very, very beautiful the book of Devarim is. When do we first meet Moshe Rabbeinu? 40 years earlier, by the burning bush. Beginning in Parak Gimel of the book of Shmos, Moshe was minding his own business. He's 80 years old. He is a shepherd for the flocks of Yisro, his father-in-law. He is married to Tzipporah. Everything's wonderful. And one fine day, he's in the desert, and behold, there is a bush that is burning, but not being consumed. And lo and behold, God is speaking to him from the burning bush. And he tells him, I've appointed you, and you are going to save the B'nai Yisrael. Of course, Moshe is not comfortable with this, and he gives a whole slew of excuses as to why he cannot be the one to free the B'nai Yisrael. He tells the God in Perek Dal Pasuk Av, they won't believe in me, they won't listen to my voice, they'll say God did not appear to you. He suggests that Aaron, his brother, should go instead of him. But one very famous complaint, if you will, or excuse that Moshe gives is as follows. He says to Hashem, and I'm in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud of the book of Shemos, Vayomer Moshe al Hashem, and Moshe says to Hashem, Be Adonai, please Hashem, Lo ish devarim anochi, I'm not a man of words, Gam Tmol, Gam Shalsham, not yesterday, not the day before, Gamay Azda Bercha Elavdecha, not from the time you've spoken to me, your servant. And Rashi tells us that Hashem was meeting Moshe at the burning bush for 7 days, trying to convince him to accept this tafkid. Ki kvad peh ukvad lashon anochi, I am heavy of mouth, I am heavy of tongue. And we know the famous Midrash that when he was a young child, Paro put out a plate of coals to see if Moshe would go for Paro's crown or for the coals. And an angel came and he put Moshe's hand to the coals so Paro should not think that Moshe will usurp his power. And Moshe put his hand to his mouth and he burned his mouth. And from that time on, he had a speech impediment. So Moshe says, I'm not a powerful orator. You want someone to go to the powerful ruler, the Pharaoh? I can't speak properly. Lo ish devarim anochi. I am not a man of words, not from yesterday, not from the day before, not from the time you first met your servant here at the burning bush. I have a heavy of speech and a heavy of tongue problem. And Hashem said, really? Misam pel adam. Who gives a man a mouth? O mi yasum ileim. Who makes man a mute? O cheresh, or deaf, O pikeach, O seeing, O iver, or blind? Hello, Anochi Hashem. Is it not I, God? I know you have a speech impediment. I will give you the ability to say what you need to say. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you are the man for the mission. Va'ata leich, and now go. Va'anochi eheye impicha. I will be with your mouth. Veho reisicha asher tedaber. I will instruct you while you shall speak. And then Moshe says another excuse. Send Aaron, my brother. Shlach na biyad tishlach. I think you should send Aaron. Till finally Hashem becomes angry at Moshe and he says, that's it. You're going. Perek dalet, posuk yedalet. What's interesting is that once Moshe accepts his mission, we never see real reference. Yes, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, it appears a couple of times in the beginning, but once he begins the actual mission, we never see reference again to the speech impediment. Moshe does the job that needs to be done. And when we come to Sefer Devarim, how does the whole Mishnah Torah begin? Eila hadvarim asher dibir Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke. Is this the same Moshe Rabbeinu who sat at the burning bush? Lo ish devarim anochi? I am not a man of words. How could a person who is not a man of words compose the beautiful book of Sefer Devarim? What tremendous food for thought. What a lesson. I quote from Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb in his Sefer, The Person in the Parsha. When we first encountered Moshe back in Parsha Shmos, writes Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, we read of how he addressed the Almighty. He expressed his inability to accept the divine mission. Please, O Lord, I have never been a man of words, either in times past or now. I am of slow speech and slow tongue. Moshe stammered, Moshe stuttered. Moshe suffered from a genuine speech defect, writes Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. How surprising it is then that in this parsha, in Parsha's Devarim, 40 years later, Moshe is capable of delivering such a lengthy and eloquent address. How did he overcome his limitations? What are the secrets of his path to eloquence? These questions are asked in the Medrash Tanchuma. The rabbis speak of the astounding power of sincere and sustained Torah study. They speak of the effects of years of practice, and they emphasize the healing that comes from a connection with the one above, which is what Hashem says to Moshe at the burning bush. When Moshe says, I can't talk, Hashem says, are you kidding me? Misham pel adam. I know, I give a mouth to man. O mi yasum ileim, I, God, make man mute. O cheresh, I make someone deaf. O pikeach, I make someone seeing. O iver, blind or seeing. Hello, Anochi Hashem, is it not I, God? And here Moshe undergoes one of the greatest transformations that any human being can undergo, from being a man who does not believe in his power of voice and his eloquence of word, to being the great Moshe Rabbeinu who composed and left us with the treasure trove of Sefer Devarim. Writes Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, we seldom contemplate the development and the transformation of the man who was Moshe. But it is important that we do contemplate this development and transformation, because although we each have our own unique challenges and personal handicaps, we are capable of coping with them and often overcoming. We all can develop. We all can learn from Moshe and potentially transform ourselves. I once read a quote many years ago that left a very big impression on me. Inside every person, there are strengths he does not know he has until he is called upon to use them. We are all at one time or another the Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of the burning bush who says, I can't. And we can all undergo the transformation and prove to ourselves and to God and to Kal Yisrael that yes, you can. Our challenges, our disabilities, our fears, our weaknesses, they can be overcome if we forge ahead with the Torah as our guiding light, like Moshe Rabbeinu did. We can too transform ourselves from that frightened, weak person who does not perhaps believe in themselves to become the person who can contribute so much to our families, our communities, Knesset Yisrael, and our service of God. Concludes Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, as we read Moshe's masterful valedictory, his valedictory speech, and we are impressed with the beauty of his language. We must strive to remember he was not always a skilled orator. Quite the contrary. He was once a man of impeded speech who grew to achieve the divine blessing of shedding his impediments and addressing the people with the inspiring and eminent long speech that is the Book of Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu can truly be a role model for us all. As we open up the Book of Devarim and we are impressed by the majesty of the language of this fifth book of Torah, don't forget who composed this book. Eila ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. The Moshe who did not believe he could do it proved to himself and to all of us that he could. And it's a lesson and a reminder that we must not let the challenges, the impediments, the handicaps in life stand in our way. God knows who we are. He created us, after all. And he also knows if we but strive mightily, believe in the Ribono Shel Olam and believe in ourselves, we too can overcome. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael be'ever hayardin. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov to all.